Well, that's part of not speaking Lashon Hara. Part of not speaking Lashon Hara means that we begin to think in a different way.
You know, after everything is said and done, you know, maybe you're right. Maybe there was a good reason why Shimi didn't bench. It could be because, you know, you know, Shalom is a big, tall fella, you know, and when he came up to get a drink, he bumped into Shimi Shomer and he knocked him right off the bench.
We don't want to hear Lashon Hara about Shalom either.
What are you talking about? I'm telling it like it is.
No,
that's
Lashon
what
Hara,
happened.
Lashon Hara is Bein Adam L'Makayim, and Lashon Hara is also Bein Adam L'Chaveray.
What do you mean?
Well, by saying that someone didn't bench, that's Lashon Hara Bein Adam L'Makayim. When you say that someone did something bad to someone else, like pushing him off the chair, that's Bein Adam L'Chaveray, and both are Lashon Hara. I mean, again, I'm not accepting. I don't want to make you feel bad, Ellie.
Well,
but it's just time to start looking at the good things about people, okay?
I guess you're right. You know, I come to think of it, you know, maybe it's not Sholem's fault after all. You know, he's a big guy, could be a little klutzy, you know, a little
Wait a second.
And, you know, just a little clumsy.
Ellie!
What now?
Ellie.
What?
Character traits, like saying that someone is klutzy, is also Lashon Hara.
What's going on here? Everything I say, no matter what I say, is Lashon Hara. I mean, you know.
Ellie, can I tell you a story?
Yeah, like what?
Well, once there was a little boy, his name was Ellie.
That's me.
And somebody went over to him and said, Ellie, how would you like to come for a ride in my private plane?
Sounds like a good idea.
So we climb into the plane. Fasten your seatbelts, Ellie. Put on your helmet. Your goggles. Okay, we're coming down the runway. We're coming down the runway. Ellie, are you nervous? Are you nervous, Ellie? Look a little purple, Ellie, a little green.
Why should I be green?
I don't know why you're green. You just look a little green.
Why?
You're turning into purple. Are you scared, Ellie?
Me scared?
Okay, get ready for takeoff, Ellie.
We're
taking off.
Whoa.
What do you say, Ellie? We're about 30,000 feet up in the air.
30,000 feet in the air? Oh, what?
Nah,
what?
Not really.
What?
I was just kidding you, Ellie. We're like 35,000 feet in the air. Ellie, would you like to fly the plane?
Sure, sounds like a good idea.
Okay, let me show you what to do, okay? Let me show you what to do.
It's not necessary for you to show me what to do. It's pretty simple.
I gotta show you what to do.
Oh, come on. It looks so simple. I just have to press, like, this button and pull this lever.
Wait, don't press that button. Wait. We're going down. We're crashing. Pull the lever up. Pull the lever up.
Watch what I do.
Ellie, listen to me.
Pull the lever up? Oh, boy. Okay, I'll pull it this way.
No, not that way. No, wait till I show you what to do. We're doing somersaults in the air. Ellie! No, wait, listen to me. Don't touch any buttons without me telling you what to touch. Do you understand that?
Okay,
now.
So that means you don't want me to touch this one, I can't.
No, we're going straight up! Ellie, there's another prank coming! Ellie!
Wow, this is so much fun. But why are you turning white and purple? I thought you said I was before, now you
Because we
you
missed
are.
That other plane, like, by 2 inches.
I don't understand. What's the problem? Because everything I seem to touch seems to be wrong. What's the matter?
Because if you never learned how to fly a plane, and you're just touching things at random, then it's going to be wrong, unless you study and you're willing to learn how to fly this plane.